This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Common almost. It's been a little over a year since President Trump became president-elect, since we defeated the fake media, the controlled corporate press, since we began the process of restoring our republic, since we began to rekindle our spirits again and not let the globalists break our will. But make no mistake, this is metaphysical. This is spiritual. The globalists are social engineers who lust after dominating and controlling people and breaking their will, breaking their cultures, and turning them into zombies. It is very exhilarating and very exciting, but also paradoxical, that when I see listeners of my television show or my radio show, the simulcast, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, they have light in their eyes, they're excited, they're involved, they are alive. And then when I see people that either aren't politically awake or aware or are political enemies, you cannot overestimate how slob-like, zombie-like, and enslaved they are. It truly is sad to see the majority of people under globalist control being shiftless, hateful, vicious, desperate, lost individuals. Now, there's a small percentage of those that serve globalism that are totally conscious of it and are just very mercenary when it comes to following the central engineer's blueprint. That said, though, I don't get out in public a ton, but I recently, a few days ago, took my mother-in-law and my family to the shopping mall. It was a nice day. It was an open-air mall called The Domain here in Austin, Texas. We went to three stores. We were only there about an hour and a half. I guess one restaurant, so four places. So I guess counting the restaurant about, I don't know, 3.5 hours. And I ran into so many listeners and so many fans. It was very, very humbling because they had so much electricity in their eyes. And in one of the shops I went in, both the women that owned the shop were fans and listeners, but they were taking action. And they've been visiting family and friends out in Oregon during the election last year. And they plastered the town. They said they had a few drinks to make it even more fun. Plastered the town at night with over 500 Hillary for Prison stickers that also have Infowars.com on them. I thought, well, that's amazing. Thank you. So I bought a jacket vest that I was in there getting, and I went on down the street and ran into a really nice Hispanic couple who also told me about how they put Infowars stickers up in Austin, how much fun they had. Then I ran into another Hispanic couple. This guy's made an amazing app called the InfoWarrior that I just discovered again a few days ago. That's amazing. And I might be working with him on some stuff. It was just crazy how many of the people were so optimistic but were also taking action and knew that they were part of something historical. And look, Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we've turned the corner on globalism. You know the New World Order is upset by the way they're behaving. It's an amazing time to be alive. So as Thanksgiving approaches, I'm very, very thankful for all of you out there. And I'm very, very thankful for all of our affiliates and our sponsors and everybody else. And just in closing here, before we come back with the broadcast, I just wanted to say that we have Black Friday, Cyber Monday specials that are extended right into next week. But a lot of these sales are only one day only because we have limited supplies or while supplies last. So all the specials of yesterday, BrainForce 50% off and 25% off Pro Pure super high quality water filters, that is extending today into Tuesday. But the new specials are Silver Bullet at 67% off high quality colloidal silver. That is $9.95, 67% off. I also knock out the amazing Sleep Aid. It's got the 9 different healthy ingredients from L-tryptophan to the melatonin, you name it. That's knockout available. So those are just some of the specials. Free shipping store-wide. We've decided to extend, but we're going to have to end that soon, obviously. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back on the other side. But, again, thank you all for being part of history. I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers
that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, this guy is the king of viral videos. He's doing them in the last month or so. He's a police officer out in Phoenix, a patriot, a Brandon Tatum. And one video, last time I looked, I'm sure it has more now, from a week and a half ago on the NFL, had 70 million views. And I found out he was a listener when we had him on live. And he said, so he agreed to come out on his day off from out there on the front lines of the war against crime and all the craziness in Phoenix and right here in the United States and come visit us. So it's great to have you here with us riding shotgun.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thank you for having me here.
You bet. No.
I love it.
Wow, we just played one of your videos earlier at the end of the last hour, getting into the whole tragedy and the statistics and the facts and the reality that you can particularly speak to as a police officer with what's happening in Chicago and other areas versus what we saw in Vegas. And I want to go there first, but have you seen this? I should open the show with this. There's just so much craziness. President Trump warns ominously, it's the calm before the storm. That's Zero Hedge at a meeting with generals last night, warning the calm before the storm. And then they asked what he meant, and he wouldn't say. He just basically said, you just better enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. I think that was interesting when I heard that. And that's one thing I love about the president is that he don't show his hand. And I think that he'd leave everybody guessing. And I think that's his tactic that he used, and it's powerful.
He said, you guys, what this represents, maybe it's the calm before the storm. He said it could be the calm before the storm. Let's play the clip. The audio is not great, but it's the only video and audio of this at a dinner with the generals and their wives, kind of saying, hey, I mean, I do the same thing when everything's nice, everything's going good. There's always a storm coming, especially when a hurricane's about to hit Texas. We're like, this is the calm before the storm, blue skies, but in 2 days it's going to be flooding. What is he alluding to? He's getting everybody a cryptic heads up. Here it is.
Well, the calm before the storm.
Let the storm. It
could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we have a great evening. Thank you all for coming, gentlemen. Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
But give us a hint on your attitude.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm glad the satellite news was there and able to get that. I don't think people realize just how precarious the world is right now.
Right. I think it's this is a different time in our country. This is something that is becoming unique. Things are happening almost every day. You know, we have a wonderful president who's standing up for the people. Someone who is not typical. He's an amazing leader, in my opinion. And I'm excited for what he's doing, and I think it's going to be a good thing.
Speaking of holding things close to the vest, I get you don't want to tell military enemies what you're doing or what you're up to. And that's why they were able to crush ISIS so quickly. Mm-hmm. But I
learned from folks who were pretty upset. They were blaming conservatives and Christians on Monday morning when they reportedly found ISIS material just as ISIS was saying, and they normally only take credit if they've actually done it. Even AP admitted that. I got that from sources inside the HRT. I'm going to leave it right there. Then I've talked to some of the same folks more, and that's why the sheriff's come out and said, yes, he obviously had help. We can't get into it. And, yes, we're looking at radicalization, meaning they found the material. But then the word I've gotten out of the White House and our stories on DrudgeReport.com is that they're sitting on it because they believe it was going to be a larger trigger. But now he's connected to bomb material from New York, the exact same signature. Not just the same explosive, the same explosive. As you know, they could test it and know. So they're sitting on it. And I don't know if tactically that's good, because Al-Qaeda and the leftist groups, they know what they're launching. They know what's going on. I'm sure the president knows more than we do, but politically, this needs to come out.
Yeah, but you don't want to send people in a firestorm. One thing that I've learned doing some things related to law enforcement procedures is that you don't want to show your hand. You don't want to let everybody know what you're doing. You don't want to tip off the enemy. Per se, as far as in our country, this is an enemy.
And ISIS,
law enforcement is obviously something different. But you don't want to tip them off, man. You want to keep them guessing. If we have information that will lead us down a certain direction, we want to follow up, and we don't want to have them, you know, flee the country.
Well, he's always said exactly he won't politicize, and he's not doing it.
Right. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good choice.
But then the Democrats are literally simultaneously saying everybody deserved to die there, and mainline Democrats, and then saying, oh, it's really a right winger.
Right. So I think that what they're doing is they're hurting themselves. I think that if we take a much more calculated approach, in the result, it'll come out better. You know, if they can go and be radical and say all this crazy stuff, and then they look ignorant at the end of the day. So I think that if we take a calculated approach, we take the smart approach, let them take the emotional approach, I think that we'll fare better at the end of the day when all the information come out, and then we kind of figure out where this is leading.
Well, knowing the lingo, when they say we're looking at radicalization, that means generally they found material that points at that. But I have that from good sources that have given us great info before. So, I mean, I guess the Sheriff's Department, though, is kind of hinting at folks, because he's having to sit there and politically hear all this baloney.
Right. What you don't want to do is you don't want to come out, give your hand, and then have to retract stuff. So I think that the things that they've hinted on is saying, okay, we got a little information. We're not going to say everything, because then if the information changes, if we get new information that then contradicts the information that we have currently, we don't want to have to come and retract and look like idiots.
So knowing the somewhat coded police speech that I've learned over the years just watching it, but being a police officer yourself, what have you gotten from these press conferences with the sheriff?
I don't know. I was a spokesperson at one point in time, and so I know that you can't give away everything. You have to be calculated. But I think that there is something that you want to give to the public, and it's okay to hint at certain things so that you can give them some information without giving them everything. So I'm looking at their approach, and I'm watching it, and I'm saying, okay, they obviously have found something that have them with a little bit of credence, because they wouldn't say radicalization. They wouldn't even bring it up if they didn't have something that could lead them.
Well, I mean, I got this directly from the HRT people, not the ones that actually went in, but the group associated. They said, this is pure bull. This guy had Antifa stuff everywhere and ISIS stuff and trips to the Middle East. And then later it came out his wife, or his live-in, I guess you call it common law wife, was traveling to the Middle East.
Right. That's very, you know, the thing is that these people that are in government positions, these people that are in law enforcement positions, they can't disclose everything. And the thing is that they may know a lot more than what they're telling us. And, you know, it's obviously suspicious. This is crazy, suspicious behavior. You know, having somebody with, you know, it's evidence that there was some type of extreme tactical planning that he did, sending money to a foreign country, you know, with his girlfriend. It's all a lot of suspicious things, but we cannot expect
exactly
to come from law enforcement for them to touch on something.
What do you make of 23 guns, thousands of rounds of ammo, cameras in the halls, they now admit? I mean, everybody knows at big hotels, especially Vegas, they dig through your stuff when you're gone. There's no way, even if he was a VIP guy, that they'd let him do this.
Yeah, that's one of the most suspicious things that I see as a everyday person, everyday citizen, somebody that may not be doing a lot of research on this, on these things, but just as a common citizen watching TV and looking at things in a logical perspective, this is troubling. This is something that is very, very weird to me. How in the world can he get that many guns into a hotel room? How can he carry those items with the weight of all that ammunition with nobody seeing him? You know, it would suggest that somebody else had to be helping him. He's not a young guy. He's not a young, strapping, fit guy.
Exactly. And if you watch the video of the sheriff, he shakes his head and gets disgusted at that point and says, there's no way he did this alone, but we can't talk about it. He just shook his head. And then he talked about radicalization and then just shook his head.
Right. The beauty that we have with a platform like this is that we can speculate. We can go into these things.
But what would make him out of the whole press conference, the only times he when he gives us the info, then he shakes his head and just looks disgusted.
Right, because he's probably disgusted. Because he know more than what he's alluding to. He know more than what we'll ever know. And so I think that he's showing a level of disgust, you know, with some of these things. But the beauty is that we can talk about this. We can delve into this. We can get into the weeds. They cannot.
That's a lot of that's because they can't give out the info in case there's other perpetrators. They'll know how to fix their story around what right. The police know and other reasons.
Exactly, exactly. That's an investigative advantage that we have. We don't want to tip them off.
I get all that. But if the left's trying to start a revolution with this not coming out, it's got to be balanced. I know the source from the White House is good. They're sitting on top of an ISIS tape of this jerk. And just wait till it comes out.
Right.
We're going to shove it down the throat of the anti-American left. You get ready. You get ready. It's coming out. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Tatum is our guest in studio, a Patriot police officer from Arizona. They're in Phoenix. Wow, that is quite a beat to work. From I've known some other police officers over there, like Jack McClam. Even back in the day, it was rough. And he's here with us talking about what's happening in our world. And how long have you been on YouTube and Facebook? Because I'd never seen you before, and suddenly I saw this video with 30 million views. Now it's like 70 million views, and all your other videos are getting millions of views. When you can consistently do that, that is really, really exciting. I mean, the top CNN shows only have a million viewers. What's it feel like to have something bigger than CNN in your back pocket?
It's not soaking in. You know, I take a very humble approach to it. You know, I'm just thanking God I had a platform to do certain things and to say, you know, speak my mind, talk about how I feel. You know, I've only been doing this for about 18 months. I made a couple videos. I normally type stuff out on my Facebook, and a couple friends will like it. And then after a while, I say, you know what? I'm better at talking than I am typing.
Me too.
Right. So we have that in common. I'm better at talking. So I say, you know what? I'm just going to make a video about what I would say.
Because I overthink it when I type.
Right, right.
When I talk, I just say what I really mean.
And then I got to worry about, you know, grammatical errors and stuff like that and spelling. And so I don't have to worry about that when I talk. So it works out well for me. So I'm enjoying the fact that I feel like I'm impacting people.
Well, you certainly are. And now, again, I can't follow all the videos and count them up like I can't do my own. But last time you were on a week ago, it was like 50-something million. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing it's 70 million. Or how many views total did that group of videos or video get?
I don't know yet. I mean, I looked at it was over 68 million that I've looked at.
So my dead reckoning was right.
Right, right. I mean, I verified that it was over, I think, around 68 million from, I think, four or five websites. But there is definitely more websites that I didn't even.
Other people that uploaded it. Yeah, it's impossible to track.
Right.
And that's what's fun about it. I'll do some video 5 years ago that got like 50,000 views, and then all of a sudden, I'll see it being shared with 4 million.
Yeah, yeah.
It's evergreen. Mainstream news doesn't get big later. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When it's truth, it just goes on and on.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the internet, that we can take advantage of it and we can continue to push out true information. We can tell how we feel and it goes viral.
It was Mark Twain that said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth can put his pants on.
Yeah.
But the truth never dies.
Right, right.
Lies die.
Right.
They may go fast, but they don't last.
Right, exactly. I agree with that 100%. And I see that. You see it all the time, even when I watch your show. I mean, those things are continuously circulating, and I even go back in time. I can go back in time and say, you know what, I'm going to go and search all of the old stuff that I missed, the things that you were saying, you were talking about, and some of the political views that was going on when I wasn't even into politics or looking at anything. So,
wow. How long ago did you find InfoWars?
About a year ago, or whenever the campaign season really was getting off and going, I started looking because this was the only place I could find true information.
InfoWars tripled in size through the campaign. That's the thing. Trump's not perfect. Ron Paul's not perfect. You're not. I'm not. But everybody is a movement awakening and coming together and getting politically involved together. We just win by being involved, even if we don't win every time, mm-hmm. which we've been winning a lot now. We're almost getting right. sick of it. No, I'm joking, but it's the process.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I think that the more we get exposed, the more positive things can happen. And I think that, like you said, the tripling and doubling of places like this is giving us the advantage. And, you know, on the news stations, the mainstream media, they try to make it seem like they're winning. They're not winning. We're winning. You know, this mindset that we have, the people that follow the movement, the people that have common sense and good logic.
I think it's a common sense movement. It's not right wing or left wing.
Right, exactly. I'm not a politician.
You're not right wing or left wing. You're just common sense.
Right. Common sense leads me down this road, and it happened to be closely related to a certain, you know, political view, but I don't want to hold to a political view. I don't want to say that I'm this way or that way, because there's a lot about both sides that I disagree with.
Me too.
And some of these people are hacks. You know, they're not even being honest with us. So what I do is I say, I'm going to come to the conclusion by having common sense, and I don't care what other people tell me. I don't care what they say. I'm going to look at a person, evaluate whether whether they're telling the truth or not. I go with that. If they're not telling the truth, I don't care what party they're in. I don't listen to them. And that's the way I feel about it.
That's exactly what's happening right now. We've got Colonel Schaefer coming up. He'll co-host with us. But just what is it like being a police officer? Because I don't want to even get into this because I have family and children. I don't like to hype it up because it's just something I don't even want to get into. But now when I go out, the left does yell at me, spit at me, throw coffee at me, try to hit me. I mean, they literally think I'm the devil. And then now I'm experiencing what police experience from the left, except you're getting shot in the back of the head. It's happening all the time. And then CNN goes, well, cops better do a better job. That's why you're getting killed in Dallas and in Louisiana. And it's like, physically makes me mad. And it's not even some kinship with the police. And I do care about the police, but it's not some butt kissing event. It's that understanding that the injustice of, you think a cop did something bad in another state, so you go shoot five cops in the back. That is pure evil.
Right. It is. And I'm going to say this. I'll give people credit because I don't want to just stay on one side of it. I think that people have done an excellent job responding to the negative things that have been going on in law enforcement. Every time I go to like a convenience store, people are like, thank you for your service. We love what you do. I hear more of that than I do of the negative. But the negative is increasing. Now you go on a call for service and you're trying to help somebody.
Cops are a lot nicer than they were 20 years ago or 10 years ago. The police for me just seem to be getting better and better. Is that I'm older? Is it distorted? Or
no, I think that they're just hiring. I don't want to say higher quality people. The expectation is different. You know, we have to be. The
standards are higher.
Yeah, standards are higher. We have to be counselors. We have to be able to enforce the law. We have to be mental health professionals. We have a whole bunch of different hats that we have to put on. The demand is greater now. And I think that's what they're doing. And we're getting a lot of exposure. You know, we are doing more, I think, than we've ever done in history.
So what's happening then? Why does the left literally hate police and celebrate their random killing?
I don't know, man. I think we celebrate. I think the police department is an expression of America and all of core American values. The expression.
And so their hate of America translates and is projected on.
Right. And structure. I think it's structure. I think people on the left don't want structure. They want completely free society. We can do whatever you want that correlates with their
state. But none of the responsibility.
Right. Right. Exactly. It's like a little kid. They want to do everything that they want to do, but they don't want the discipline. But in actuality, the discipline is what's best for them. You can't just roam free and do whatever you want. You have to have some kind of laws. You have to have those things in place to be a...
And notice, they don't want any responsibility, but they want to run our lives.
Right, exactly.
Just like a teenager will be telling their parents what to do while they won't even carry the garbage out.
Right, exactly. They expect the parent to allow them to do everything, but then receive everything.
I was like 17 and a half, just got out of high school, or just turned 18, and I told my dad, I don't like that carpet you just put in. And my dad said, it's time for you to get the hell out of this house. He goes, I'm going to put the carpet in. And he was always nice, but he said, right. It's time for you to have your own house. You go get an apartment. Right. I'm going to go help you get one right now. You're out. You're out right. This weekend.
Yeah. I'm, you're worried about the carpet, but I'm feeding you every day. So, I mean, obviously, that's
literally, right. I said, Dad, I don't like that carpet. It's like got pink on it or something. Well, your mom likes it, and then it's time for you to go.
Interesting.
But because he gets it, like, I didn't have my own life. I wanted to run his.
Right, exactly. And I think, to be honest, I think that's how some of the people on the left, I don't want to characterize every single person that leans left, but I'm talking about these people on the far left. They have this childlike mentality where they don't want to be held accountable. They want everything to go their way. And if it contradicts their belief system, it's somehow wrong. So... I think
you've just crystallized it. Well, the left used to have more reasonable issues. They've gotten radicalized. That's why they're so crazy. There were times when I wasn't Republican or Democrat. I've seen your videos. You were the same way. I mean, I was neutral on McCain and Obama. And then because McCain's so bad, too. We'll be right back with Brandon Tatum. I'm Alex Jones and Colonel Schaefer. Stay with us. This is Key Intel on the latest on Vegas straight ahead. They want to hang this around America's neck? Not so fast.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filter 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's shaping up to be a very deliberate act of terror. This is beyond dispute. The question becomes motive. Everybody seems to be searching for a motive. Martha, I would argue most of the clues of the motive is right in front of us. First off, this individual parallels in many ways by age and by predisposition of being unstable the shooter who attacked Congressman Scalise back in June, the Hodgkinson attack. The very similar age, they are both considered unstable. And so in many ways, after talking to both the psychological professional and some other folks in law enforcement, there's a lot of parallels there. Let's look at the target as well. It was a politically selected target. I think the target being selected, and let me say this is the perception based on available information, the perception was there's going to be a lot of pro-gun folks there, Trump supporters at this concert. So therefore, I believe the perception was by the shooter, by the individual who did this, by Paddock, that this was a legitimate target of political expression. Martha, this may be something people don't like to understand, but the very reason that Hodgkinson did what he did, and I believe Paddock did what he did, is because the left has now encouraged the use of violence as an extension and use of political speech. And this is what we have to be very careful about, the slippery slope. The idea here that somehow violence can become part of someone expressing themselves, and I think that's the real danger here. Let me throw something else out there. There was no violence perpetrated against Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton during the run-ups to this election. So this has become a feature of desensitization by the left. The Kathy Griffith beheading, fake beheading the president, things like this, I think, are what's pushing a lot of folks to believe now that somehow violence is an acceptable piece of their justified. Politically justified. Exactly.
We will see. I mean, it's an.
All right. Joining us in this segment, the next is Lieutenant Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who I just can't say enough about his bio, the work he did exposing 9/11, Abel Danger, exposing criminal connections to radical Islam, exposing Benghazi, just always a trailblazer, giving us the best intel, londoncenter.org. He's also a best-selling author and researcher and works in a lot of different clandestine areas today and advises Congress. I happen to know the president and a lot of their folks, but I'm not going to get into it. One of the most highly respected analysts out there, not just Army, but of course working with the CIA. Colonel Schaefer, I have Mr. Tatum here with us, Brandon Tatum, the police officer. He's put out the viral video exposing the NFL and more. He's riding a shotgun with us, but wow, that was 2 days ago. What do you know now? Our intel from White House sources is that they know there's an ISIS connection, and they have the video of him pledging himself, but they don't want the ISIS cells to be triggered by it or to know what intel we have. Now, this is out now. Drudge is linked to our story. This comes from high-level connections in the White House. I know you can't get into anything classified, you know, but what is the latest with the Sheriff's Department now saying, indeed, they believe he probably was radicalized and there's no way he acted alone, close quote. What are they signaling to us, and what does the target tell us? Is that not the motive?
Look, you're spot on, Alex. Let me walk through kind of the pieces of logic which I think have brought us to where we're at. And by the way, you and I spoke about this before, and I think you and I even predicted at some point that you would see emerge a link between ISIS and Antifa, the violent radical left. And I think this is where it's finally coming to. Enemies of a sort will work together for purposes of common interest. And I think this is where it's all going. So I think the FBI was completely insane to dismiss out of hand within hours of the shooting, quote unquote, no terror connection. I think that was just flat out stupid. And since then, and I appreciate you playing back the audio. It's like, look, I believe that we are seeing now a merge of concepts between terror organizations. And, you know, I got some flack for that interview, by the way. You may have seen folks out there very unhappy that I was branding the attack a terror attack. Heck, I even had Buck Sexton on the air try to contradict me, saying, oh, no, this is just some individual acting by himself. And you and I both know the pattern was very clear early on that this was part of an act which was supported by a larger network. So this is where I think.
And by the way, shouldn't we just inject to have the FBI uncharacteristically in the morning when the bodies aren't even cold say no ISIS connection when ISIS took credit and even AP said normally they tell the truth when they take credit. To have them do that shows me somebody told them shut up. And we know Obama has these stay-behind networks in the FBI. They don't want this to be ISIS. They wanted this to be Tea Party. They wanted to put this around Trump's neck.
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the messaging on the left, you've seen repeatedly that a white Christian man did this. It's kind of like there's no evidence that he's Christian, no evidence that he acted alone. As a matter of fact, again, we have to look at this at this point as a black hole, as a singularity. You don't know what's in the middle of that hole, but man, looking at the periphery, looking at the disclosure by the sheriff saying he was radicalized, looking at the fact the sheriff's come out and said there's now a global search, a global investigation going on, the FBI confirming that, and also then and the sheriff going on to say that there's no way he could have acted alone. So, you know, being an intelligence officer, you know, I tend to try to follow the facts. You know, the law enforcement call them clues. We call them indicators. And the indicator here in this case, as I've been, you know, tracking, is that this was a deliberate, well-planned, well-thought, multiple faceted, probably even had included at some point, had he escaped the room or someone escaped the room with him, to employ an explosive device, explosive similar to the explosives that were linked to the bombing a few months ago in New York City. So a pattern is emerging, Alex, and this is a factual pattern. This is not somehow an overreach by those of us who follow this as a part of our professional work. And I think the American public needs to take two things from this. First, I'd be completely alarmed by the fact that we have not seen the end of people within the administration playing games behind the scenes. To your point, I think there's a lot of Obama stay-behinds still in positions of political influence who are essentially not telling the American people the truth. Secondly, as long as those people are inside of government, you have the potential for continuation of really not only bad policies, but bad things like this being almost encouraged to happen. And I would argue that there are direct links. I was talking to a lawyer today who was involved in this sort of thing. I would argue there's direct links between the Democrat Party, the Obama folks, the Clinton folks, and the folks still in government. There's no reason to believe, Alex, that they're not communicating on a daily basis, trying to work to undermine the goals, objectives, and desires of this president. And this is something we have to clearly pay attention to.
And we have top psychiatrist Dr. Michael Weiner, and we've got a lot of other psychiatrists coming out, Wellner and others, saying that clearly it's just like the Scalise attack, which researchers now believe was a coordinated, probably funded attack to try to kill 15 members of Congress to force a special election. We know there's a behind-the-scenes investigation there. And I understand they come to Trump and they say, we're trying to catch the bad guys. We don't want to know what avenues we're going down. But clearly ISIS, Antifa, their merger, they said this big October 1st attack was coming that would lead into November 4th. When main Democratic Party groups say we're going to get violent and start killing conservatives and overthrowing November 4th, I mean, look, I know they came to the president and said, sir, it's too soon to put out any info, but now we know the White House has been briefed that indeed this guy is ISIS, and now it's being reported by major New York papers and the Las Vegas Review-Journal that explosive possessed by Stephen Paddock may have been used in New York City bombing and these ISIS networks that he was in to sell them weapons, which is where he got the money to then be able to gamble millions of dollars a year. I mean, this is really looking like Fast and Furious Part 2.
Facts. I mean, some of those things, my sources have not gone that far. I have been told, obviously, there's reasons they're not telling the entire story, and I alluded to that both last night on the air on Fox and with you now. So, like, look, there are certain things that I know for a fact. And I support certain things being held back as investigative leads that they have to follow through on. But to your point, Alex, they need to follow through. It's not one of those things they can say, oh, yeah, tell the president we're doing this, but not do it. This is where, again, my judgment is you need to continue to replace anybody who you believe is more loyal to President Obama and the Democrat Party than the American people. It's that simple. And you need to have investigators who are willing to not only follow where the facts lead, they need to actually think about what it means.
Tony Schaefer, stay there. I want to get big picture with you straight ahead. And we have Brandon Tatum, a police officer, here with us. We'll get his take as well. Thank you, Colonel Schaefer. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Operation Dark Arch is one of his best-selling books. He's Colonel Schaefer joining us live. Stay with us, folks. It's a global transmission, and you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Brandon Tatum's riding a shotgun with me some into the next hour. He's just here right now, just like I am, listening to Colonel Schaefer. Jump in any time, my friend. Colonel Schaefer, we're talking a lot during the break. Some of it we can't get into, obviously, on air. But just in the 9-10 minutes we have left, give us your data dump, the dates, the left calling for revolution, all these ISIS connections being covered up, minute one, the Sheriff's Department basically sending out signals that we're on target. What do you make of this threat assessment and the future battle window?
Yeah, so going back to the long-term history of what we've seen in the past, kind of looking as the past as prologue, look, we've seen ISIS continuing to desire, it's been aspirational, but, you know, as we talked about 2 years ago, that they were going to do this. They were going to, while it was aspirational then, ISIS is one of the network they could cooperate with. So, you know, we've seen...
they said, we want liberals, we want white people that don't look Arabic that we can use to carry out the attacks.
Right. So we've seen interesting parallels there. I mean, look, we've seen the Muslim Brotherhood penetrating serially our media. They've been working to penetrate basically criminal organizations for purposes of exploitation and access. So we've seen that over there with the Brotherhood. So, you know, ISIS is going, you know, taking a page out of their playbook, doing the same thing. So we have to be very vigilant. And I think this is what we are seeing now, is this kind of merging. We, you know, we've seen organizations like Hamas partner with other organizations to do terror attacks, even if they don't necessarily agree on every fact. So this is what I think we're seeing here. We have to be very clear, very steely-eyed. And again, let's just follow the facts. The second point is, it's not, you know, as much as I'm hearing and you're hearing the same thing, a lot of the background motivation by Paddock, by the reason he did it, is going to make people very uncomfortable. But you got to get it out there. You got to tell the American people the truth. You got to be straight with them, because they kind of already know why they're dragging their feet. And again, going to the point of the attack of Congressman Solis against him by Hodgkinson, does parallel what the left has been pushing for from day one for the president's victory. The idea that they will use Antifa, they will use violence as a method of not only resistance, but then also creating a path back to some level of power. And so this is what they're laying out. This is what they're trying to do. So again, I don't want people to think somehow this is not substantiated by the facts. Unfortunately, Alex, as you know, over the years we've talked, I don't let go with what the facts show. I try.
Well, sure, they're going to attack you because before the bodies were cold, they said no, yeah. ISIS. When ISIS had, there were terror attacks all over the world that day by ISIS, and they weren't even taking credit for those, because those were lone wolves. They weren't even sure were their people. They were very proud of this guy. They were very proud of their execution. They had their literature ready. They you know, they said, we have him months ago swearing allegiance, and now I've got it from White House sources that they're sitting on top, because much of ISIS is their own internal stuff, as many have said, streaming back, you know, to the ISIS folks, coordinating this, and he obviously had help, and then it looks like he may have been the cutout. Have you gotten any intel along those lines?
Well, look, that's one of the rumors I've heard. That's a very strong possibility. Again, that you know, look, you and I both know, and the sheriff even said this. You know, this guy was videotaping everything. He had all these cameras. Do you really believe? Do you really believe he didn't have them turned on and using them for the purpose they were designed? This guy was very meticulous. This guy was hyper meticulous. He worked for the IRS, which is a clue. He was an accountant. He's done all these different
things. He drank
over
Pepsi.
The years. Right. And so.
And again, liberals, I mean, literally, conservatives do not drink, especially in the Obama era. Conservatives drink Coca-Cola. If you drink soft drinks, liberals drink Pepsi. And that's a big clue.
That's a big clue. My point being, Alex, is that this guy followed a certain pattern. He developed himself in a certain way. He had a modality of operation that's very detailed. So this is
what do you make of the big you know, defense contractor he worked with? I mean, the whole thing and the planes and the hundreds of you know, thousands of dollars spent per gambling trip, and he was a smart investor. Sounds like money laundering.
Well, it's very possible. I mean, again, we don't know. But I will say this about him. He was brilliant in the fact that he was able to establish that money, those resources. I think he was just like Hodgkinson, except he was smarter. He actually had a better understanding of how to
survive. And that's my next question.
Yeah.
It's later admitted that Hodgkinson wanted to go in and have a special election, kill as many Republicans as possible. The Democrats are saying hashtag hunt Republicans. They're hashtag hunt cops. CNN, right. When more cops get killed, go, well, you know, cops are bad. You need to reform yourselves, like, because some cop might have done something wrong five states away. Then you deserve to die, though it turns out the cop didn't do something. I mean, this is craziness. Why is the left betting on this giant revolutionary fervor and saying, starting October 1st, we're going to launch building up to November 4th? I mean, they're the ones saying it, and then none of the media is even focusing in on that. If you look at all this, are they just attempting, like many intel people I've talked to, just hype things up and hope some other crazy person picks up on it so they can have clean hands?
I think there's always inevitability and encouragement of a parallel event, no doubt. And let's look at what they focused on, Alex. The first thing that was leaked off the crime scene was pictures of the guns. Oh, the guns are bad. Oh, boy. you know, and I've seen, again, them ignoring the facts that you and I have just talked about, all the things which have been said in press conferences to official sources, completely and summarily being ignored by every media outlet except for Fox. And to that point, the narrative they're trying to put forth is it's all about the guns. Guns are bad. People who have guns are bad. And think about the irony of this. Of course, at the same time, they're saying you can't trust the police. You know, don't trust the police, but we don't want you to be armed either. So there's really no cohesion to their argument. It's all about trying to upend via this feeling, via this fervor. They want to get people into a fervor, an emotional fervor, saying, oh, my God, we have to do something. It's all about emotion.
Exactly. It's like blow it all up, even though they don't have a blueprint for what they're going to build new.
Right.
Exactly. And so I think that's the answer, is that they don't have a plan. They lost access. Hillary's loss has completely left them, I think, adrift. And so
turn the chessboard over. Basically, they're throwing. Yeah. We're looking for strategy. We're seeing a temper tantrum.
An official, all aspects, all levels, temper tantrum that is informed by hate. It is fueled by radicalization. And frankly, as I said on the tape you ran, this is becoming an accepted form of political speech on their side. It's just what it is.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, LondonCenter.org, best-selling author. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter. Brandon Tatum, police officer, patriot, very popular talk show host in his own right. Sitting there listening to Colonel Schaefer, I see you nodding your head. What's your comment or statement or question?
Well, I think that it's, if anyone was to have in their mind that this is not some type of assisted, calculated thing, they have to be foolish. Because in law enforcement, just looking at the operation.
Super sophisticated.
Right, right. I mean, there's no way that an older gentleman with supposedly no tactical experience can pull this type of stuff off.
If I brought 20 bags up to any hotel, they'd come see what I was doing.
Right. I mean, how did he, how can he physically get all of these guns up there? How could he physically carry all that?
I can barely get my wife and all my kids in the hotel.
So, and I'm the same way, but, I think that you have to look at, be logical about it. Have some common sense.
You pull up with a bunch of Pelican cases, and the bellhops aren't going to be looking at this?
Right. unless you put something in there to muffle the shells, you're going to hear, bullets rattling and going up staircases.
What about that, Colonel Schaefer? Just the whole getting it into the building and...
Oh, my goodness, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, first off, I'm appalled that we've seen zero video. The incidental videos, as you know, Alex, and being out there, there's video cameras everywhere. They track everything. So the fact that we've not, after a week, seen anything indicates to me, look, there's something up with that. There's just absolutely no way he was not caught in some aspect, checking in, moving. And again, this guy was not a physical specimen of health for him both to move the equipment and then during the shooting itself for him to move past. Look at the diagrams, Alex, of the room and those two windows. To physically move between those points at the same time, reloading, moving weapons around, for him to do that by himself is physically probably pretty darn impossible. Even some fit person would have a hard time going back and forth doing that. So again, I agree. Common sense. Just think for yourself. You got to look at the facts. You got to look at the reality. You got to look at the physics.
That's right. LondonCenter.org. We've got a 70-second break. I've got a short little 5-minute segment. If Colonel Schaefer can do it, I want to specifically ask him separately about the NFL protest, the stuff we saw with Puerto Rico, just all the hoaxes.
I got to jump off.
You got to jump. Okay. Please come back soon with us then.
I will. Hey, thanks.
All right, thank you. Very powerful. Right. I'm going to come back there and ask you about the NFL. And I was going to ask you, too, about that. Straight ahead on the other side, the third hour is only 70 seconds away. There went Colonel Tony Schaefer. Always powerful analysis. Stay with us.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com.
GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funding.